Wait, is this thing on? Well, hello, beautiful people. My name is Ann Quiet, and I am the her behind the hope and encouragement, here to encourage, inspire, share some laughs, some words of encouragement, some free game, inspiration, gems, and maybe even some thug tears. Yeah, no, maybe. Listen, if this is your first time tuning in, hey boo, hey, I hope this won't be your last time. I hope today's conversation encourage, inspire, and challenge you in a great way. To my OG listeners, what's up, squad? I am so appreciative of you guys. So without further ado, let's get started. What is going on, beautiful people? How are you guys doing? How are you feeling? Did you eat today? Did you drink some water? Like, what's going on? You already know how I am coming for you. And if you don't know, now you know. Listen, I am not going to be concerned of how this podcast will flow. Because I have so much to unpack. I am recording this podcast for the first time ever from the comfort of my bed. So you all may hear some birds chirping in the background. I have my window cracked, so you may even hear some raindrops because it's raining here in Atlanta. But I really want to unpack some things with you guys. You guys know I check in, and I told you guys about the journey of self-check-in that I've been embracing. And this morning, if I can just be 100 with you all, I woke up feeling a little heavy. And for those of you who don't know what that terminology means, that was introduced to me by my girl Mika. Heavy is when your spirit is just, you know, something that's just tugging at your spirit. And that can mean a number of things. And so I started my morning off a little later than normal. My eyes opened up at around 6:30. And so I, you know, laid in the bed for a little while. I pulled out my journal because I shared with you all that I am back in my book, writing in my journal. And I really, I didn't cut on the television. Normally, I don't cut on the television unless I know, like, if I'm not feeling well, as far as, you know, pain relates, that really caused me to be in the bed. But normally I don't cut on my television, during the first half of my day. And so I just relaxed, took a few deep breaths. And normally when I feel heavy like this, I am encouraged by encouraging others. My sis said that on our live recording, for those of you who are not plugged in to her Sticky Hope social media, listen, we got some things that's popping that sometimes it happened that I don't even have the time to share the goodness of the Lord with y'all. So make sure that if you are not plugged in with us on social media, that you get that done, because a lot of great and amazing experiences will be flowing through the channels of her Sticky Hope. But I went live with Mika, the creator of Positive Society, as well as the hashtag Truth Moment podcast. And so we had a conversation about the beginning of how we met, the beginning of our brands. And we look forward to bringing these experiences with you all. We call them in real life conversations. We look forward to bringing these experiences to you all via live on the gram, as well as an in-person live experience. And so, when she said that she's encouraged by encouraging others, that just spoke to me, because that's basically, like, that's me. Like, I love it. Like, on days where I feel heavy, on days where different things are being downloaded to my spirit, I feel compelled to share those things to encourage other people while in the process of encouraging myself. Hence, hashtag her sticky hope. Shameless plug. But listen, I sent out a message to those that were placed on my heart this morning. And after I did that, y'all already know I'm on this gallon challenge. It actually was supposed to end last week, but I want to incorporate this practice into my lifestyle. And so Monday through Friday, I'm going to do my best with doing my gallon. I successfully finished my gallon yesterday. But on the weekends, let me tell y'all something about life. I'm just not for it. Like, listen, I don't have to explain it to you guys. If you drink a lot of water, you already know what takes place. For those of you who don't know, just know that there's a lot of usage of the restroom. And sometimes your girl is just not able to be standby near a restroom at all times. And so I'm going to take a break on the weekends, but Monday through Friday, I look forward to incorporating this into my lifestyle. So after I sent my messages, I came up sipping on my water. You know, I had already taken care of my hygiene, brushing my teeth, washing my face, all of that good, yummy stuff. And after I came upstairs for a little while, I went back downstairs to put something on my stomach, ate a little breakfast, and I was just pulled. Like, I was just pulled. I knew that the heaviness that I was experiencing, and I'm still getting to the root cause of it, but the heaviness that I was experiencing, I wanted to be able to shift my energy and show up as my best self before getting started with work. And so I saw that my girl, Sandy is what I call her, but her name is Sanquenice, was featured on a podcast. And for those of you all who's been rocking out with me and her Sticky Hope for the longest, you guys remember when we used to post like pictures alongside with different quotes. And so I had the honor to extending the invite for Sandy to be a part of my first photo shoot for her Sticky Hope. And her and I were connected through my sister LaKendra, and I was connected with so many amazing individuals through my sister LaKendra. But Sandy and I connected through the channels of me abstaining from sex and her waiting to have sex after she got married. So she abstained from sex until after she got married. And so I really felt very connected to her. One day she just told me to check my inbox, and she just ministered to my spirit, because I've been on this journey for a while. And when I first introduced this level of discipline in my life, it was very hard. It was very hard. It really wasn't talked about as much as abstaining from sex is talked about now. And so it was very hard. And so for her to be a vessel to me during that season, and also throughout the journey of life since her and I have been connected, has been a pleasure. And so before starting work, I was like, you know, I'm going to listen to a podcast. And I've been adding a lot of great new podcasts to my listening. It's a lot of great podcasts out here, guys. So if you're not connected, I strongly encourage you all to be connected to these amazing, great podcasts. One, From Her Perspective, is a dope podcast. I start listening to Girls Gone Boss, great podcast. More Juice, the podcast, amazing. The Diversity Gap, amazing. So like, I am in the rotation of really getting back to my flow, because at one point in time of my life, y'all, I really didn't watch TV. I really didn't listen to the radio. I still don't listen to the radio like that. But my journey consists of podcast listening and my inspirational music. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I have to throw a little ratchet music in there. Like, I love the Lord, but let me tell you something about life. It's balance for me. And like, I don't want this to discourage you on your journey, because what God has spoken to you, he may not have spoken that same thing to me. So if God told you to stop listening to ratchet music because it's messing with your soul, listen to God. Don't listen to me. But I'm just speaking my life and my journey. So I woke up and I was like, okay, well, I was already up. Listen, y'all know how I get. I can go left, but we're going to go right. So I decided to press play on Spot of Tea podcast. And the conversation that I decided to press play on was the conversation in which Sandy was featured on, and it was titled Mind Your Own Uterus. And I'm going to put the link to this podcast in the show notes, and I strongly encourage you all to press play. But it brought up so many emotions for me. I was asked by someone that I hadn't seen in a long time. And, you know, when you see people want to know, you know, how you doing? You know, the wave of her sticky hope is kind of being spread. So I'm thankful that people are able to identify my brand. You know, are you still, you know, thriving with her sticky hope and all of these great questions? And then the question of, because if you know me in real life, my two younger brothers are like, I love them like my own. Like, I love my little brothers. Like, I love all of my siblings, but I don't have the access to all of my siblings every day as I do my younger two brothers. And so, especially Bryce, like, Bryce was like my first unborn child that I didn't birth. Like, and Skylar is like, that's my little man. Like, hello. And so, for a lot of people that know me in real life, they ask, you know, how's your brothers doing? And, you know, how's your mom doing? How's your dad doing? All those great things or whatever. And I hadn't seen her in a long time. And she was like, you know, she asked all those questions. And then she said, have you decided to have your own yet? And so I kind of like deflect answering the question by informing her, you know, I just had a brand new fresh niece. My baby about to be two, but she's still fresh to me, Callie. And I'm just really like focusing on me right now. And after listening to this podcast, so many emotions like came over me after listening to it, because I didn't realize how many people asked me, you know, have you had a child yet? Or, you know, when are you going to get married? Or all of these questions that arise, but people never know, you know, your journey and the things that you've been through. And so Sandy shared some, well, both, all three of the ladies that were featured on this podcast shared some very personal things, but Sandy's sharing really stuck to me because I know her and I know her faith and I know her journey. And it just really was very encouraging to hear her come from such a space. And so one thing that I really want to share with you all is that asking a woman those types of questions isn't always the best route, even though it may come from a loving place. And one thing that the podcast mentioned is that guys, you know, don't receive the same pressure that women receive when it comes to starting a family, when it comes to getting married, when it comes to all of these things. And so I just really want to encourage us to think about these questions before we ask them. So I shared with you guys that I have been abstaining from sex for a very long time. Listen, this journey has been amazing. There has been so many ups, so many downs, so many temptations, so many things that were filled. And I decided to take this journey because when I really started having sex, I don't really think I knew what it all entailed. Like I shared with Mika some very personal experiences through this journey with me. And one of those things is that, like, me truly not identifying the power of sex. Like, first of all, not even knowing how to please myself. Secondly, being unpleased just to please a man. Like, let's just be 100 about it. When you start these ventures off as a young woman, as a very inexperienced young woman, I went into having sex just to please the guy. And in actuality, that's not how things are supposed to be done. And so I decided to really take a step back and just save me for me, like learn me for me. Like I just really had to, I mean, at the point of my decision, I had learned how to guide a person, how to please me, but and it became very enjoyable, but it had no substance. Like, it just had no substance. And so in my early 20s, I went through a season that was very unfamiliar to me. I found out that I was pregnant and I decided to have an abortion. And I went through so many emotions because it was like, okay, I found out like on a Sunday and I end up having the procedure on a Friday. And I just remember being in the room and having to sign the papers. Like the father of my unborn child was present. I just really didn't want to be around him. It was just so many emotions going on. And when the lady came and she was like, you know, Miss Williams, we can give you a sonogram and all that great stuff. And she was like, well, before we start the procedure or move forward, we have to have your signature. And I just remember not being able to sign the papers and my hands were shaking really bad because I hadn't told my mom. And I broke down in the bathroom and I called her and she was like, you can tell that she was heartbroken. And I'm getting a little emotional because I haven't really unpacked. Like, I feel like when it first happened, I was keeping up with the dates and the anniversaries. Like, I'm not in that space anymore, but sometimes things do trigger me to get emotional about this experience in my life. Because though I was in my early 20s, doing and like the child, I've taken so much accountability for everything. And of course, I did what was best for me in that season. I still find it very, I don't know, like inappropriate when people ask, because yeah, that was my choice, but there's a long journey to why I made that decision. And I'm not sure how many of you all that press play are women, because I know that there are men that listen to the Her Sticky Hope podcast and that are plugged into the movement of Her Sticky Hope. But for my ladies out there, I'm not sure how many of you all have experienced the journey of going through an abortion. And for my fellas out there, I'm not sure how you've been impacted by this situation, whether or not your sister has went through this, even possibly your mom or someone that you were dating. But sometimes, you know, it for me, it's just something that I just can't forget. And so I have this thing that, like, when I do decide to have a child, like, I just pray that, you know, I know God has forgiven me because I've prayed for forgiveness. I am at the tail end of forgiving myself for that decision. It's a process. It's a journey. You get what I'm saying? But it's something that I'm dedicated to. It's something that I will continue to find courage to talk about. Like, this is the first time that I have publicly spoke about this. But I know that there is someone out there that needs to hear that it's okay. Like, I understand that it happened, and that it's going to be a journey to get to the level of wholeness in which you're seeking. And so I find myself asking, like, God, you know, when I am in a position to have a child, I just pray that my child comes out healthy. You know, all of these thoughts that comes through, because some people will make you feel like you're cursed and all of these other things that are going on. And I just really wanted to encourage us to be mindful when we are asking these questions about if someone has had a child or, you know, when you're going to start a family, and understand that if you are in a position to ask those questions, I pray and I hope that you have provided the resources or some type of teaching to the individuals that you are questioning, you know, their lifestyle or their sense of choice to. And I just really want us to stay encouraged. Like I told you guys from the beginning of this podcast that I will get to a point where I will be able to share my story with hopes that it will encourage you to keep going, because I am encouraged by encouraging other people. Just because I am the person that has been assigned this particular assignment to walk through and birth her Sticky Hope and to continue to foster this experience for you all, doesn't mean that my life is perfect. Doesn't mean that I have it all together. It just means that I'm a willing individual who is willing to encourage other people even when life isn't perfect for myself. And so I just truly, I hope and I pray, even if it's just one person that was encouraged by that and will continue to be encouraged, because I do want you guys to press play on the podcast spot of tea. I will include it in the show notes, but be encouraged, whether you are a woman who's experienced an abortion, a miscarriage, stillborn, birth, all of those things, or whether you are a guy who has been a part of someone's journey that has experienced that, and understand that you have your own journey as well. Like, just because you may not have carried the child, you still may have been very well impacted by the decision or whatever took place, whether that was a miscarriage or a stillborn or whatever the journey was for you. So that's that, guys. I want you guys to understand that today is a new day, and there are many blessings that await for us with this new day being presented to us. And understand that your life is a journey. It's not a destination. It's all about the nuggets, the wisdom, the lessons, the blessings that comes in between you getting to where you think you need to be. Let's continue to grow. Let's continue to sharpen each other, and let's continue to keep going. You want to know why? Because listen, y'all almost got some thug tears out of me today. I ain't gonna even sit up here and lie, but it's my truth. But again, you want to know why I need y'all to keep going, and why I need to keep going, why we need to keep going? Because the person that we are becoming deserves it. Listen, I love y'all so, so much. And I want y'all to have a great day. I truly hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you are encouraged, inspired, and challenged. If this was your first time tuning in, please be sure to subscribe, rate, review, comment, and share. For more encouraging words and inspiration, please be sure to connect with Her Sticky Hope on Instagram and Facebook. To remain connected with all things Her Sticky Hope, please be sure to check out our website and join the Her Sticky Hope mailing list. If you would like to hear a topic, or you would just simply like to connect, please be sure to reach out. Don't hesitate. You can contact me at connect@herstickyhope.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And until next time, keep going. The person you are becoming deserves it. Later.